brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
I kind of need some direction in terms of what to do next in my life financially. My parents recently went through a divorce, and so I kind of had to take over as like the main contributor to the household financially. I'm currently living with my mother and my younger sibling. So I'm kind of paying for mortgage, all the insurances.
Why is that? Why is mom not working?
No. She is. So, because, cost of living in California is insane. The way we set it up is I pay for, I want to estimate like 60 to 70% of my take home pay. And then the rest is made up by my younger sibling and my mother.
How old are you?
I'm 28 right now.
Okay. So when you say 60 to 70% of your income, tell us dollar wise, how much money is this costing you every month?
I would say maybe around 28 to 3000.
Okay. So you're spending $3,000 kind of paying the things that make the house go round. And explain to me again why mom is not contributing.
No, she is. But
how much is she contributing? If you're contributing that much,
right now she's contributing maybe like 1500.
Okay. And explain to me why that is.
Well, she doesn't really make much. So because I make the most in the household right now, so I wanted to, obviously.
So did she ask you to take on the brunt of this, or was this something you sort of stepped up and went, "Mom, here's what I'm going to do"?
Yeah, no, I definitely stepped up. I mean, it isn't fair for her to, or for me to force her to try and find a job out of nowhere.
The scary part is it's not fair for you to prop up a lifestyle that's not sustainable for them. Because let's say you go and get married next year, mm-hmm. you move out, you're not still paying all of their bills.
And how old's your sister?
My sister is 25. I guess to give a little bit more information, so in terms of the unsustainable lifestyle, it more or less is. The reason she got a job is because if me and my sister were to contribute, 100% of our take-home pay, we would be able to afford, all the groceries and, everything else to make to live. But because she, as a, wonderful mother that she is, she's like, "Oh, I don't want you or both of you to, not have any savings for the future." So she said, "I'm going to get a job to do it." But because
objection, wait a minute, let me jump in here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Couple quick questions. You guys live in Los Angeles, but it doesn't sound like it's for the reason of a career. Like, nobody's like, "Listen, I started my firm here and now this is where I'm at." It sounds like you guys mm-hmm. are kind of making ends meet, to use your terminology. Why are you still living in such an unsustainable, to quote you, an inexpensive area?
Well, my dad's business was here, so we all moved here, and my mom does help with that. Even through the divorce, it wasn't an ugly divorce. Now it was one of those situations where, they got married, out of, necessity, because they needed to help each other.
But that money's not filtering into your lifestyle now, because they're now divorced mm-hmm. and the two children are grown. So my question stands. It sounds like if this is an unsustainable situation for your mom, and I'm saying your mom because the two kids are grown, like you're grown, it sounds like she's got to decide where can she live that's not Los Angeles, California, and afford her lifestyle. Because here's my second part of this. You're 28, your sister's 25. Typically, the reason that somebody your age would say, "Hey, I'm living at home," is typically because they've got student loans, they've got bills, and it's cheaper for them to live at home than it is for them to maybe do something on their own. And in your case, that's not really the case, because you're paying for your mom's life. And I understand that there's, been something traumatic here with the divorce, but it still doesn't place that ball in your court. Do you see what I'm saying? And so I think all three of you have to go, what does my life look like? Where can I live where I can afford to be an independent person? Because do you have debt?
No, I have no debt.
You have no debt. There's nothing that stops you from saying, "Hey, I'm going to go a further radius out from, Los Angeles, California, wherever that is. And I'm going to figure out where I can live to do a job that I can make more money doing and support my lifestyle." What are you earning now? And what is your job now?
I'm an analyst for a film studio, and I earn gross is around $80,000.
Okay, so that's great. That to me, $80,000, you're doing good. Like, there's got to be a life that you can have on $80,000. Is that fair enough?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Jacob, on my screen here, it says, how do I make enough to take care of my mom? Is that the ultimate question? Are you wanting to make more so she can stop working?
Yeah. She's working right now to help contribute, but obviously, you know, she's kind of, you know, getting up there in age. I don't know how to put that delicately, but because she, you
how
know,
old
English
is
her first language, she's turning 60, but she does have some like health issues.
So nothing what is serious, her plan but, like, for retirement? Because right now you just, you're, yeah. it's going to stunt your growth as an independent person mm-hmm. to just, well, I got to take care of mom for the rest of my life. I'm going to live at home. What if she lives to be 90? Now yeah, you're 58 so, and still propping up her life?
Mm-hmm. So
because she didn't prepare?
Kind of, yeah, that's because that's the kind of situation I'm in. Like, she does kind of have like a very loose retirement plan. I don't think it's as structured as I would like personally.
What is it?
But
lay it out for me.
So she said that her plan is to, we'll still live in this house that we, or this condo that we have. And, you know,
we'll?
She.
Did you say we'll? Like, all of you will still be living together? For her retirement?
Yeah, no, my sister is planning to move out, and so it'll just be me and my mother. But,
okay.
You know,
this is not good. This is not good.
Yeah, and I know it just is not good, but yeah, once she is old enough to get Social Security, she says she plans on finding like one of those, like apartments or whatever that is like income-based or like low-income, something like that, and kind of live there. But mm-hmm. I guess another piece of information is my parents do have a second property that's paid off, and that's, they're getting like rental income, but because of the divorce they were debating whether or not selling it or just splitting.
Do you know what it's
income.
Worth if they were to sell it? What would they take to have to split?
I think collectively if they sold it they'd get maybe around $1 million.
Okay, so she'd get $500,000 and then have to take out fees and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
Is she getting rental income right now from this property?
Yeah, right now. It's already been paid off for years, and they've been kind of...
How much is she making from that?
Now that it's split, she'll make around $1,000.
And then what is she making from her job?
Right now, she's in like elderly care, so I guess it's based off how many people she takes care of. Mm-hmm. She's only taking care of one person, so she earns around $1,500 net. But she says she is planning on... you know, assisting another person that would bring her income to me.
Listen, I don't mean any harm. You got to separate yourself from the situation. This is going to pull you under, dude.
You're going the opposite direction by saying, I'm going to work more so mom doesn't have to work.
Yeah.
Because that becomes enabling. And you're going to have to keep that up for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
Because mom's not going to up and get a job 10 years from now if you decide to move out.
Right. And right now you're paying, like to your point, you're paying 60 to 70% of the household expenses. She has no reason. And in her mind, the plan is your sister can go on along, but you're going to live with me until I'm done. And that really puts you in a bad position. If I were your mom, I would be talking to ex-husband. I'd say, we need to sell this property because I need this $500,000 and I need it in my nest egg so it can grow for me for the next 10 years.
And she still has to work for the next 10 years.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
So, Jacob, we're basically telling you to do everything opposite the way you're headed right now. And
that's
it's because
right.
we care for you. We care for your mom. We want her to have a great life. And currently her loose retirement plan is going to end up stunting your growth for the next decade or two or three. And so we need to end this codependence right now. Mm. Otherwise, it's going to hurt both of you in the long run. So sorry to hear that, man.
Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.